Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, this week we're going to be talking about what to do when life seems unfair. And let me tell you, it's not even that life seems unfair. It is, life is unfair. And if you have kids, you know, like, fairness is all about what they think, right? Oh, that's not fair. So-and-so this, so-and-so that. And I have made it a habit as being a parent is to explain, life's unfair. It doesn't always happen that exact way you think, guys. Like, just because this works for Wyatt doesn't mean it's going to work for Niska. You guys, it's different. Life is unfair. And you just have to trust that I'm doing my best. And today I'm going to be giving you four things that will help you if life is dealing you unfairness right now. And if it's not, you just wait, because you just might want to take a little bit of notes, because it will come for you, the unfairness. And you just need to shift your perspective. When we moved back here to Salt Lake, Gunner switched schools, and then he switched schools again, and there were lots of tears between all of my children. It's hard to move schools, right? And then when Gunner's, the boundaries changed after he got used to everything, and then he got moved to another school, and it was just really eye-opening and hard for him. But the second time around, he came back to me a couple days after switching and was like, Mom, I'm so grateful that I was able to sit alone and be the new kid a year ago, because I know how it feels. And instead of today sitting at a table and being sad and feeling bad for myself, I looked for other kids who were sitting by themselves and went and sat by them. And he was like beaming with this huge smile. And I just thought, wow, that is amazing. A proud parent moment. But just that if he hadn't gone through that unfair and that hard, he wouldn't be shifting and changing his perspective right now. And I was so proud of him. So number one, change your perspective. Who has gone through this, and what can they do, or what can you do to help them? Because chances are, if it's unfair, someone else has experienced the same thing, and you can learn from them, and then you'll also in turn be able to help others. And that is what I loved to see on Gunner's face, was just that joy and adoration that he was able to take that hard time that he had and use it into incorporating it into his perspective and helping him in flipping the switch into his new situation and not have it be devastating. So if you're going through unfair, think about that. How can you shift your perspective, or who's gone through something similar that can help give you that perspective change? Number two, compassion. I have really experienced a lot of compassion going through unfair, hard things. In high school, my dream since I was a little girl was to be a varsity cheerleader, and I watched my older sister get ready for games, and I just like visualized the day when I would be a varsity cheerleader. And I mean, we couldn't afford dance classes, and it was by the grace of God, like, I made the cheerleading team in 10th grade, and I ended up being captain. And then when it came time to try out my senior year for varsity, we try out, right? And I'd been a captain the last 2 years. So I thought, okay, you know, I was pretty confident that I would make the varsity team. It was this big, huge assembly, right? And all the student body also votes on varsity cheerleaders. They give those votes to the student body officers, give those votes that they've compiled to the coaches, the cheer coaches, and then they have these banners made. And they were hung in the rafters on the stage. And the current varsity cheerleaders would go and pull down the string, and down would roll this banner with the varsity cheerleader's name, right? And it got to the very last banner, and it got pulled, and it rolled down, and my name wasn't on it. And it was devastating. It was so hard. And it come to find out, you know, there were two coaches. One coach was more difficult, and the other coach I just loved, loved, loved. And I ended up switching that next week and going to the dance company, and by the grace of God, being the worst person on the dance team, but making it. And then one of my friends who had an older sister that was a student body officer was like, hey, how come you aren't a varsity cheerleader? Like, you didn't want to be? And I'm like, I didn't get chosen, you know? And she just looked at me confused, and she's like, yeah, you were. I was there when we tallied the votes from the school, and I handed them to your coach. And it was hard. That was like one of the first, like, most hurtful experiences where I learned about unfairness. And it really gave me compassion for those who've been overlooked for things. And it's changed who I am. And so number two, try to tap into the compassion that you have, okay? Number three, trust the process. When I was working in the temple, it's like a holy place. I love it. And I was working in Provo, Utah at like the baptistry. And we usually meet and have like a prayer meeting before. And the temple president's wife gave this little devotional. She told this story that I want to share with you. And it completely stuck with me, and I love it. Okay. And so here it is. It's the story of an old Chinese farmer, right? He lived many years ago. He had a horse, an old one that he used to plow his fields. And one day he went outside and he looked around, and guess what? The horse had ran away into the hills. Everyone in town said, "We are so sorry for your bad luck." And would come by to his house and tell him that. And every time the old man would reply, "Bad luck, good luck, who knows?" A week later, the horse returned with a herd of wild horses, which now belonged to the old man. Everyone said, "We are so happy for your good luck." You know, and the old man replied, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" Well, while his son was riding one of the wild horses, he fell off and he broke his leg. Everyone came by from the town and said, "What bad luck?" The old man would reply, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" Then the next week, the army came to the village, and they took all the strong young men to be soldiers for the emperor. Only the old farmer's son was spared because he could not fight with a broken leg. Everyone said, "What good luck?" The old man replied, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" And I love that, because everything in our life is all about perspective. And we never know if the hurdles we're experiencing now are going to be the exact steps we need for the good luck in the future. And remember that. Good luck, bad luck, who knows? Fairness, unfair, who knows? You'll be able to see in the future how that made you who you were meant to be because of what you had to go through. And so think, number four, roll into that, is think about the good. What you put your focus on, where you water, will grow the plants. Are you going to be growing weeds of unfairness, despair, misery? Or are you going to be growing gratitude with focusing on what you do have? Because I guarantee someone out there wishes and prays for the bad that you have right now. And I know for me, going through a terminal diagnosis with our late cancer warrior, you know, it took a lot of years of depression and eating my feelings where I got to where I was like, you know what? Like, I was waiting to be happy when cancer was gone. Like, that is like, oh, I'll be happy when we get a clean scan. And after years of clean scans, it was like, I'm never going to be happy, you know? And it's, we can't put off happiness. We have to learn to be happy now, even when life's imperfect, even when life is not fair. You know, we are forging our character through the heat of our trials. And life is creating in us the ultimate version of who we can be. And trust in that. Next time you get bad luck, think, huh, good luck, bad luck, who knows? And I'm here for you. I have my website, CamilleBauer.com. If you're experiencing bad luck and you need help shifting your perspective, you can reach out to me and we can jump on a free discovery call. But I love you guys and I'm here for you. Even when it's hard, even when it's unfair, you can do this. You can be strong. You can have courage and you can pull through and become better because of it. And don't forget, no matter what, put on your big girl pants.